Most businesses don't just have one social media platform, they have multiple. Before you start posting on social media, know your business goals. Your goals will directly impact which platform is the best fit for your business, because it's all about aligning your platform choice with your business. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Okay, so you've made the decision about which platform you're going to target. Now, here's your opportunity. That one piece of content, you can then use that content to... Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Imagine this. You're spending hours creating content, posting regularly, and engaging with your audience, but your social media efforts are falling flat. Does this sound familiar? Well, here's the truth. You might be pouring all your energy into the wrong platform. So, which social media is actually worth your time and effort? Well, I'm going to tell you. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to show you how to pick the perfect platform for you. Stop guessing and start seeing some real results. Are you ready? Let's go. Number one, before you start posting on social media, before you start engaging with an audience that you think you want, know your business goals. What are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to build brand awareness? Are you trying to engage with your customers or generate leads? Your goals will directly impact which platform is the best fit for your business. Here's a quick breakdown of goals and platforms, okay? If you want brand awareness, if your goal is visibility, Instagram and TikTok are great. Why? Because they emphasize visual storytelling and quick content. If you're looking for lead generation, put some more business on the table. You want to drive some leads? Facebook and LinkedIn are so powerful for this because they have sophisticated targeting and ad options. E-commerce or sales, Instagram and Facebook are guns for this because why? They support your online store due to integrating their shopping features. All right? So understand what you're looking for. What is your outcome? The next thing you need to do is you need to know your audience. Who exactly are you trying to reach? Who are your people? All right. Your audience plays a huge role in determining which platform you prioritize. So let's look at some demographics. Let's look at your demographics. Instagram. Instagram is best for younger audiences, let's say 18 to 34 years of age. If your products or services are also visually appealing, Instagram is the one for you. Facebook offers more of a diverse age group, especially 35 and older. Now, some people tell me that only middle-aged ladies hang out on Facebook. I swear to God, if I hear that again, something's going to happen because it's way broader than just the middle-aged lady on Facebook, okay? And we'll go into why. LinkedIn is great if you sell business to business or professional services. Awesome. TikTok, where trends go viral and young people dominate. Anyone on Twitter or X is great for real-time updates. News, quick customer engagement. If you want to keep up with what you're doing in business every minute, every hour, X, that's the one for you. So each platform has its strengths and features. And now let's take a quick look, a quick summary on what makes each platform unique. All right, let's talk about the big guy first, Facebook. Its major strengths is its massive reach. It's got the most amount of people that gather on social media with its ads and Meta built in the back end. Also has Facebook groups for great community building. And of course, the place that all the middle-aged ladies like to hang out, that's a marketplace for all your local sales. All right, so that's Facebook's key strengths. Now let's talk about Instagram. Instagram, all right? Think of the name. It's all about instant. It's all about visual storytelling. It's got stories. It's got reels. It's got shopping features. If that's for you, then that's the one. Now, let's talk about Twitter or X. I can't stop calling it Twitter. I don't know. How about you? Like, what are you calling it? I have a problem calling it X. It's just weird. It's X. Is it, you know, your X, my X? Whose X is it? But it's Twitter for me. So if you hear me saying Twitter, it's not because I'm that middle-aged lady that doesn't know what the platform is. It's just, you know, some things are ingrained and it all suits it. But anyway, keep on going with what you're doing, Elon. Now, the strengths of Twitter is real-time communication, trending, hashtags, customer interaction, all right? LinkedIn, what are its strengths? B2B connections, thought leadership, industry-specific content, and of course, they have an ads component as well, LinkedIn ads. TikTok, what are its strengths? Short-form videos, viral potential. You can go viral on that platform really quickly. It's got a younger audience and it's well known for its influencer marketing. Now, Marissa, that's a lot of content. I know you're like very overwhelmed already. It's like, this is a lot of content. How am I going to remember all of this? So here I'm going to guide you through a few important factors that you can consider when choosing the right platform for you. So, number one, what type of content do you create? Where's your audience? Where are they located, right? What resources do you have? Are you just going to be filming on your phone? Are you going to be engaging professionals to create that content for you? Because just thinking about those questions alone, what type of content do you want to create? Where is your audience? What platform are they on? And what resources do you have available to you, or are you going to pay to get them? Because it's all about aligning your platform choice with your business, okay? Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Just focus on what you can do and what you can do really well. What are your goals, audience, and the resources you have available to you? Don't be afraid to experiment and track your results to see what works best. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Okay, so the number one thing you need to take away from all of this is this. You need to make sure that you are on the platform where you believe your ideal customer is, and giving them content in the way that they actually expect to see it on that platform, because you don't want to be having to re-educate people about how to use social media. They're using it every day the way they like and know how. So remember to use the right platform to reach your ideal customer for your business. Now, I'm going to give you a little example and I'll talk about us. We dominated on LinkedIn organically. Our reach was far more than we could have ever anticipated. And this was because we talk about business to business content. We're giving away information. We're giving away valuable advice, valuable knowledge. So the audience of business owners, professionals, corporates on LinkedIn saw that information on that platform as really valuable. And so it went further. It got us more reach. It got us more engagement. And whilst we shared the same content across other platforms, LinkedIn was the one that dominated, the one that returned massive results for us. So when you're planning what content to put on what platform, ensure that you're thinking about your ideal customer, your potential new client for your business. Where are they and how do they expect to have information? Okay, so you've made these decisions. You've made the decision about which platform you're going to target, which platform you're choosing to get your content to. And you go and do that. Go out there, you create some great content for that platform. Now, the opportunity is this, because most businesses don't just have one social media platform, they have multiple. So here's your opportunity. How can you take that one piece of content that you've made specifically for the audience on that specific platform and repurpose it ever so slightly to actually be posted then on another platform? Let's use this example again, where you might be creating great content for LinkedIn. It might be some really good educational content for a corporate audience, for people in business. And then out of that content, you know that there is something visual that you could put together on the back of that. And if that then could be made into an Instagram post, maybe it's a diagram, maybe it's a graphical image, maybe it's an actual physical image that you can then use that content to then be showcased on Instagram with a few tweaks to the actual post wording itself. Great multi-purpose use of the content that started out as a LinkedIn post and for LinkedIn to then be adjusted to suit the Instagram platform. Does that make sense? And then keep going, keep going. It all starts with that one initial piece of content, and then it can be adjusted slightly to suit the nuances of each social media platform. Because remember this, every single platform favors unique content. I know it's really, really easy to just go post to all, but really that's not working in your favor. So far as what the algorithm likes. Each platform likes unique content. So where you can, a slight massage, a slight change of wording, slight change of posts. You know, YouTube are really great at this. They've got, you know, the A and B testing of your thumbnails. If that's the platform that you hang out on and that you are making content for, even though we didn't talk about this in this video, because we all know YouTube is well known for video content, okay? If you're making a lot of video content, you're posting on YouTube. There's no choice. That's where you're going, okay? If you're making educational, long-form video content, podcasts, YouTube is for you. So just think about how you can be giving each platform a little slice of the unique pie and make your organic reach go even further. Now, because you've been listening so intently, and I know this has been a lot of content for you to take in and absorb by listening alone. So I have a little gift for you. The team has put together a social media guide that will guide you through the right platforms for your business in a step-by-step format. How to approach social media, what platforms are right for you. And as a gift to you, our listener, I'd love to give this to you. All you need to do is send a DM to our page or click the link in the show notes to take you to exactly where we have it available for you for free online as our gift to you. Because we want you to go out there and want you to crush social media and stop wasting your time on platforms that are no longer serving you. Make the right decisions and make some real moves in your marketing online. I can't wait to hear from you, to see the results that you generate from this, guys. Please share your results with me. I'd love to hear from you. And again, till next time, get social. See you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.